Why? As soon as it touches base.
So it's not like. Yeah, now all of this is.
Let's begin with the Rambam in Hilchus Kriyat Shema, Perek Aleph Halacha Yud. Hakorei Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis Achar Sheola Amud Hashachar Kodem Haneitzacham Lo Yotzi Dechovoso Ela Im Kein Haya Onus. So that halacha in the Rambam will have to take under advisement. But let's go back first halacha tes. Ezu Zman Kriyat Shema Belaila Mitzvasa Mishas Yitzias Hakochavim. Ad chatzi alayla. So the Rambam paskins that Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis has to be recited up to chatzos halayla. V'im avar v'icher v'kara ad shelo ola amud ha-shachar yotza yidei chovoso shelo amru ad chatzos ela laharchik min hapshir. If b'di'eved he missed chatzos, then he still has the chiyuv of Kriyat Shema, and he can fulfill that chiyuv up till, but not beyond, Amud HaShachar. And the Rambam gives an explanation. After all, in the Reisha he established that you have to read Kriyat Shema before chatzos halayla. Why does he therefore in the Sefer establish that b'di'eved he could be yotzei after chatzos halayla? So the Rambam says, Shalom amru ad chatzos el laharchik min hapshia. So if you take a look in the Kesef Mishnah, we'll see where the source for the Rambam is. So what I suggest is what we do first is let's open up to the Sugya on Daf Tes Amud Aleph in order to appreciate where the Kesef Mishnah is coming from. Thank you. So we're looking at the Gemara on Daf Tes Amud Aleph after the two dots. Maisa Ubo Bonov. The Mishnah records a story in which the children of Rav Gamliel got back from the Beis HaMishteh, and it was after Chatzos. So the Gemara asks the following. What was the question of Bonav Shel Rav Gamliel? What were they asking their father? V'yad hashta lo shmiya lehu. Did they not understand? Did they not know that hard Rav Gamliel? That Rav Gamliel says that you can be mekayim the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema until Amud HaShachar. So Gemara says the following. Hachi kamo. This was their question that they asked father. Rabbanon pligi iluyach. Do the Rabbanon disagree with you? And therefore, Yachid v'rabim alochi k'rabim, O Dilma Rabbanon kavaseich sviru lehu, v'hai dekom rad chatzos, kidei laharchik adam min avera. So basically, what the Gemara interprets now, the question of Bonav Shel Rav Gamliel, what were the Chachamim thinking? After all, we had in the Mishnah the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says, until Sof, Ashmora, Rishon, and Rashi explains the Daf Gimel, that's because Bishal Bucha means when people are going to sleep. People go into bed until the latest is Sof, Ashmora, Rishona. Whereas you, Rabbi Gamliel, understand that Bishal Bucha means Kol Zman Shem Shochvim, the entire Zman Shechiva, through the night. Where the Rabbanon stand on that issue? Do the Rabbanon agree that Bishal Bucha requires the beginning of sleeping, just that they extend it beyond Ashmor Rishon until when? Till Chatzos. Or do the Rabbanon agree with you? Are they in your camp, Rav Gamliel? And Bishal Bucha means as long as people are sleeping. And therefore, they can go until Amud HaShachar. And Amar Lahu, the response of Rav Gamliel to his children, Rabbanon kavasi svir lehu. Rabbanon agree with me, and therefore, Bishal Bucha means, even according to the Rabbanon, as long as people are sleeping, that's on a Doraisa level. On a Rabbanon level, the Rabbanon made a takona, made a siag, and they said, make sure to recite Kriya Shema before Chatzos. And the reason for that is kedei laharchik es ha'adam min avera. V'chayovim atem, now that you missed Chatzos, we still can fall back on the mitzvah d'oraisa of Mishavucha means as long as people are sleeping in their bed. And even the Chachamim agreed to that. Hayde ka'amri ad chatzos, what they meant by ad chatzos is not Rabbi Eliezer's understanding of Mishavucha, just extending it until chatzos, but kidei laharchik adam min ha'avera. So clearly, the Gemara establishes that according to everyone, even the Chachamim, again, we'll leave out Rabbi Eliezer, but I mean to say, within the context of Rav Gamliel and the Chachamim, Kuliyamalo Pligi, that after Chatzos, you could read Kriyat Shema. And therefore, if we go back to the Rambam says that im avar ve'icha v'kora ad shelo ola amud ha-shachar, yotze yidei chovoso. The Rambam is basically codifying what we saw here in the Sugya on Daf Tes. The Gemara is a clear-cut source for the Shitas Rambam. But let's take a look at the Kesef Mishnah, because this is what's going to give us a little bit of a challenge here. The Kesef Mishnah says that the Rambam is paskening like the Chachamim. Let's understand what he means. The Chachamim would require that Kriyat Shema L'chatchila should be recited when? Up until before Chatzos. However, B'di'eved, as we saw in the Sugya Daf Tes, the Chacham would allow you to recite Kriyat Shema after Chatzos. And that's how Rav Gamliel calmed down his sons and told him to read Kriyat Shema after Chatzos, because lo amru ad Chatzos el kedei laharchik es ha'adam min ha'avera. And zeu sha'amar Rabbeinu kedei laharchik es ha'adam min ha'pshiyah. So the Kesef Mishnah points out that that's exactly what the Rambam is writing here, and paskening like the Chacham. So here I want to share with you a question of the Shagasari. The Shagasari says that if you look on Daf Ches Amid Beis, it's about 3/4 of the way down from the top. The Gemara paskins, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel Halacha Kirama Gamliel, that in this machlokus between the Chachamim and Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yehuda, the name of Shmuel, says that we paskin like Rabbi Gamliel against the Chachamim. And yet, according to the Kesef Mishnah, the Rambam is paskining like whom? Like the Chachamim. So the Shagasari wants to understand what's going on here. The Kesef Mishnah on the one hand is saying that the Rambam paskins like the Chachamim, which means that the Chachamim agree that b'di'eved you could be yotzei by reciting Kriyat Shema after Chatzos, because that's only a siag derabbanan laharchik es ha'adam min avera. But the Gemara says explicitly in the name of Shmuel that halacha kiram gamliel. How do we reconcile the Gemara with the Rambam? And it's very difficult to do so in light of the Kesef Mishnah, who says that the Rambam is basically reflecting the Shitas Chachamim. Why would the Rambam paskin like the Chachamim when the Gemara explicitly, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, paskins like Rabbi Gamliel? So the Shagasari says that perhaps we could give a dachuk answer. He doesn't like it, but you know, he wants to defend the Kesef Mishnah, and he says that maybe we have to reinterpret the words of Shmuel, halacha kiram gamliel. What does Shmuel mean when he says halacha kiram gamliel? He doesn't mean that we accept Rabbi Gamliel hook, line, and sinker. He means that we accept Rabbi Gamliel insofar as Rabbi Gamliel argues with Rabbi Eliezer. Within the context of the machlokes tanoim between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Gamliel that how to interpret the pasuk u'bishalbacha. Do we accept Rabbi Eliezer that bishalbacha means when they go to sleep? Or do we accept Rabbi Gamliel that u'bishalbacha means as long as they're sleeping? We accept halacha k'Rabbi Gamliel. However, even though on a deraisa level we accept Rabbi Gamliel, the Rambam learned that that's only because the Chachamim accepted Rabbi Gamliel on a deraisa level. They too agree with the Chachamim that u'bishalbacha means when people go to sleep. I'm sorry, when people are sleeping, and that takes us through the night. But now we get into the specific machlokes between Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim, meaning, did the Chachamim institute a siag that forces us lechatchila to recite Kriyas Shema before Chatzos, and Rabbi Gamliel denies it, and the Chachamim accept this siag, insist on this siag? In that context, we accept the sheet of the Chachamim. Aye, the Gemara says halacha k'Rav Gamliel. Halacha k'Rav Gamliel means as far as the fundamental issue on a d'oraisa level, how to interpret b'shalbacha. And we reject Rabbi Eliezer, we accept Rabbi Gamliel in that plugta. But halacha l'maisa, in terms of whether or not we accept the sheetas Chachamim against Rabbi Gamliel in that plugta, as to whether or not the Chachamim instituted a gzera and a siyad that requires us to recite Kriyat Shema before Chatzos, here's where the Kesef Mishnah is right. The Kesef Mishnah insists that the Rambam passing like the Chachamim against Rabbi Gamliel, and that's not a contradiction to what it says over here. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Halacha k'Rav Gamliel, because Halacha k'Rav Gamliel means against whom? Against Rabbi Eliezer, but it doesn't mean Halacha k'Rav Gamliel against the Chachamim.
So what part
is the Shagas? Says the Shagas Aryeh, this is Dochak. Why? Because the Pashtus is, when you read the Gemara, let's be honest with the text, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Halacha k'Rav Gamliel, thus meant the Taich is, Halacha k'Rav Gamliel against whom? Against the Chachamim. Because the machlokes between the Chachamim and Rav Gamliel is the subject of all these sugyas up until Daf Ches. And when the Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Shmuel that halacha is k'Rav Gamliel, that's a little bit misleading, you have to admit, if it means halacha k'Rav Gamliel, but not k'Rav Gamliel. Rav Gamliel had no siyag, he did not institute this gzeirah. The whole machlok between the Chachamim and the sheet of Rav Gamliel is whether or not the Chachamim accepted and instituted this gzeirah, insisting that we recite Kriyas Shema before what? Before Chatzos, so Gamliel denied it, and the Chachamim accepted it. On that, you're telling me halacha k'Chachamim? It's like Iker Chosim and Asefer. In other words, the Shagas Aryeh interprets halacha k'Rav Gamliel, meaning in that nekuda where the Rav Gamliel rejected the Chachamim, we paskin like Rav Gamliel. So how could it be then that the Rambam says that you have to recite Kriyat Shema before Chatzi Alayla, and yet at the same time, paskin like Rabbi Gamliel? So the later Achronim after the Shagas Aryeh want to suggest the following pshat in the Rambam. And that is, that in truth, even Rabbi Gamliel accepted the Siag and requires us to read Kriyat Shema before Chatzos, kedei laharchik es ha'odom min avera. Where is the machlokes between Chachamim and Rabbi Gamliel? B'di'eved, im avar ve'icher ve'lo kara kriyat shma ad Chatzos. Chatzos Lail already passed, right? Cinderella's on her way back to the wagon. Can you recite kriyat shma or not? On this point, there's a machlokas between the Chachamim and Rabbi Gamliel. The Chachamim said that this siyag goes very far. When the Chachamim instituted this siyag, it was not only l'chatchila, but it was even B'di'eved, meaning the Chachamim undermined your Kiyum Doraisa. On a Doraisa level, B'shavacha means throughout the whole night. The Chachamim instituted a Gzeiras Yag to require that you read it before Chatzos, and they went one step further. They said, if you missed, if you violated this Takanas Chachamim, sorry buddy, too late. There's no Kiyum of Kriyat Shema. You have forfeited the Kiyum Doraisa of Kriyat Shema. Comes from Gamliel and says, wait a minute, I'm willing to go halfway with you, halfway measure. The Chachamim instituted the Siak. They require that you recite Kriyat Shema before Chatzos. But Rav Gamliel says, I object if you go that far, too far, and you insist that because of this Takana, they instituted a Hafka, they undermined and nulled and voided your Kriyat Shema after Chatzos. So if B'di'evan you are of our Ve'icher, your Kriyat Shema is now meaningless, says Rav Gamliel, that I cannot accept. So again, Rabosai, not like the Shagas Aryeh wanted to say in as a fallback position to defend the Kesef Mishnah, that the machlokas between Ram Gamliel and the Chachamim is only lechatchila. What happens? Can I be laid back and postpone and procrastinate my Kriyat Special Harvest until after Chatzos? Ram Gamliel says yes, and the Chachamim say no, we institute Gzera, require you lechatchila to read before Chatzos. But b'di'evet, even the Chachamim agree that lo ifkiu chachamim es mitzvahs kriyat shema doraisa, and therefore after chatzos you can obtain and you're obligated to obtain the kiyum doraisa. If that be the case, then halacha k'Rav Gamliel in the Gemara on Daf Chesam and Beis is very difficult, because the very machlokas between Chacham and Gamliel is whether or not there is such a siag. Did we accept and introduce a requirement, Takanas Chachamim, to recite Kriyat Shema before Chatzos? Rav Gamliel rejected it. So how could the Gemara say Halacha k'Rav Gamliel, and at the same time the Rambam could paskin that lechatchila you have to read Kriyat Shema before Chatzos? And bedochak, to say that the halachah of Gamliel only means in the fundamental machlokas against Rabbi Eliezer on a doraisa level, how to interpret shavacha, lo nir. And that leads us to the second interpretation. The second interpretation says that kuli amalo pleading both Rabbi Gamliel and the chachamim accepted the gzeira and the siyad to require kriyat shema shel arvus before chatzos kedei laharchik kasod benaveira. Rabbi Gamliel never doubted it. And therefore, Rav Gamliel would say, lechatchila, you must recite Kriyat Shema before Chatzos. The Chachamim went a little bit further, or a lot further. And that's where Rav Gamliel got up and he objected and he said, Ad kan, you're going too far. The Chachamim went as far as to say that even b'di'eved, the Chachamim completely blocked your ability, im avar v'icher liach Chatzos, to fulfill the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kriyat Shema. And here's where the Rambam paskins hook, line, and sinker, like Rav Gamliel. Beautiful. In that machlokas between Rav Gamliel and Rabbanan about b'di'evet after Chatzos, can you and should you obtain the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema? We paskin, says the Rambam, like Rav Gamliel, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, halacha k'Rav Gamliel, and therefore kedei laharchik is fine lechatchila, but kedei laharchik is not going to null and void my ability to obtain Kriyat Shema after Chatzos. And you'll ask me, Rabosai, where is the source in the Rishonim to say such a radical thing, that according to the Chachamim, the Siag went as far as to undermine the mitzvah b'di'evet? Is that Rabbeinu Yonah that we studied at the very beginning of Masechta Brachos? And the Rabbeinu Yonah is here at the end of the paragraph that starts with Chachamim Omrim, says Rabbeinu Yonah. He says, "Uplugtai lo havi ele b'di'evet." The machlok shim Rav Gamliel and the Chacham is only b'di'evet. Chachamim svirlehu de'afilu b'di'evet einu yotze ela ad chatzos mishum siyag. For Rav Gamliel svirlehu de'b'di'evet yotze kol halayla. Here, if we accept this presentation of Rabbeinu Yonah, sof divri amaskel v'chachamim omrim, then the Rambam squares beautifully with the Gemara that postulates that we paskin like Rav Gamliel. Then in the whole next long paragraph, Rabbeinu Yonah analyzes, do the Chachamim and when do the Chachamim activate their power of Yesh Koch B'Yad Chachamim Lakar Dovim in HaTorah, And that's the whole discussion in the next paragraph of Rabbeinu Yonah. So just to summarize, what we're saying is there's no need to accept the dochak of the Shagas Aryeh. The Achronim point out that we can go lechatchilin, it's very smooth. You can reconcile the Gemara on Daf Ches Halachik Rav Gamliel with the Rambam, and we paskin like Rav Gamliel that b'dieved after Chatzos you could be Yotze. The mitzvah of Kriyas Shema, the Chachamim did not institute a takonis Chachamim that would be oker, that would undermine and vitiate the kiyum of Kriyas Shema after Chatzos. That's not acceptable, because in this sense we paskin like whom? We paskin like Rav Gamliel. All that is good until we see the Gemara on Daf Dalet Amud Beis. And what I'm going to present to you now, we'll start with Daf Dalet Amud Aleph just to get the background. And this is going to take about 5-10 minutes. It's not an easy presentation. Is the question of the Shagas Aryeh in the same Siman Dalet. The Gemara says the following. The Chachamim Omrim Ad Chatzos. Chachamim kiman svir lehu. Who do the Chachamim paskin like with regard to the machlokes on a deraisa level between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Gamliel? Iki Rabbi Eliezer svir lehu lemru ki Rabbi Eliezer, meaning if ubishavucha means the time they go to sleep. So that's until the Sof HaShemora Rishon. And the Gemara now is not excited about extending the time that people go to sleep till Chatzos. Okay. Now we turn to Daf Dalet Amud Beis. Ve'ikir Rabbi Gamliel Svir Lehu Ifu B'Shalbacha means the time that people are sleeping, the B'Shchiva, which means we should go through the entire night, is Lebru Kir Rabbi Gamliel, that Kriyat Shema can be recited even after Chatzos. People are still sleeping. No. Who's getting up for Chatzos besides David HaMelech, because the kinar is blowing in his ears? But we're sleeping. We're a god, right? So basically, the Gemara is asking a miman of shach. The Chachamim are nishtaher and nishtahim. They don't accept Rabbi Eliezer's Ubishal Bukha. They don't accept Rabbi Gamliel's Ubishal Bukha. They have this pshara right down the middle of Ad Chatzos. Where? What? Zakti Gemari v'hodika avri Ad Chatzos kidei laharchik esa adam min avera. Basically, in whose territory, in whose turf are the Chachamim as far as the Doraisa with regard to Ubishal Bukha? They belong to the Chachamim Shita that Midaraisi can read Kriyat Shema throughout the night, because Ubishal Bukha means Kol Zman Shem B'Shchiva. Narvas, the Chachamim instituted a siag, and that siag requires that you read Kriyat Shema before what? For Chatzos Kedei Laharchik Es Ha'odom Min Avim. Everything is so beautiful. And now we could say that even Rabbi Gamliel might accept this, except that the machlokas is going to be b'dieved, as we saw in Rabbeinu Yonah. So everything is good, except for the next word, kidetanya. And the Shagas Aryeh builds castles in the sky based on that word, kidetanya. Now let me just explain the methodology here. You know, we have to learn to read a shtick Gemara the way the Shagas Aryeh learns to read, teaches us how to read a shtick Gemara. The word kidetanya is what I would call in our language, in English, I would call it an analogy. And the Shagas Aryeh understands that this concept of kidetanya means that sometimes, if you have a major breakthrough, the Gemara didn't understand that there was a new siag here in Kriyat Shema of Kedei Laharchik Es Ha'odem Min Avera, the Gemara feels compelled to show us by analogy that this concept of Kedei Laharchik Es Ha'odem Min Avera within the context of Kriyat Shema is a valid concept. And I'm going to show you, says the Gemara Kidusanya from another Braisa, that there is a takana and a siag within the context of Kriyat Shema, in Hilchas Kriyat Shema, which is predicated explicitly in the Braisa on this principle of Kedei Laharchik Es Ha'odem Min Avera. Are you with me so far? Again, if you followed me this far, you're already probably this close to asking the Shagas Aryeh's kasha and seeing what's bothering you. Lichin esad, chachamim asu siag l'divrayim. We already, says this, how the Shagas Aryeh is learning it, we already have a precedent to this concept of siag. Where do we find an analogous case of a siag with regard to Kriyat Shema? Again, you know, the siag, the Mishnah says in Ovis, Asu siag l'Torah, there are 1,000 siagim in the Torah. But where in Hilchas Kriyat Shema, and specifically with regard to Kriyat Shema Shal Arvis, do we find the siag? Kedei Shaloye Adam Ba Min Asadeh. A person comes back from a day's work. Ba'erev. Good, he's hungry. Okay, during the winter months, Nishke Ferlech. But during the summer months, again, I'm talking the Western Hemisphere, you can switch it the other way. But a person comes back from a day's work, and it's late at night. Maybe even during the winter he comes back late at night. But he's tired or he's hungry. So what does he say, V'omer? Isn't this the most natural thing to say? Eilech lebesi, ochal kima, let me eat a little. Eshte kima, I'll take a couple of drinks. Not necessarily whiskey. I just, you know, he's thirsty. The Ishan Kima, and he wants to chop a dribble, as we say. By the way, if anyone doesn't understand my Yiddish, please send me a little footnote here, because I use Yiddish all the time, and I'm assuming that, you know, my Yiddish is not so sophisticated, you know. It's not, my father spoke a Lithuanian Yiddish, you know, he knew all 7 books of Shalom Aleichem in Yiddish by heart. But I don't know Yiddish well. Unfortunately, my father sent me to these modern kinds of schools. I don't know why he did that exactly, because my older brother went to those Yiddish-speaking schools. But the Acher Kach Ekra Kriyat Shema Vespalel, and then I'll read Kriyat Shema and I'll daven Ma'ariv. By the way, it's very interesting that this price is focused both on Kriyat Shema and Tefillas Arvis. It's like one entity. And then what happens? Chotfaso Shena. Well, he falls asleep. Okay. So in Leil Pesach, that's a tour for the mitzvah of Higadita. But as far as the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema Deoraisa and Tefillah of Arvis, that's not a tour. Nimtzi Yoshe Kol Halayla. He wakes up in the morning. He got a good night's sleep. Halavai by all of us, right? And then he completely forfeits the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema and Arvis. So what do the Chachamim say? Ain, this is unacceptable. Aval Adam Ba Min Asadeh Be'erev Nichnas LeBeis HaKnesses. He should immediately go into the synagogue. In Raga Likros, if he has a Seder before Ma'ariv, he's got a little time, let him do that, Kore. In Raga Lashanos, Shona, he can even review his lessons, fine. But immediately, Kore Kriyat Shema U'mispalil. And then, and only then, the Ochel Pito U'mivarech. And the Brisa closes on a very high and harsh note here, very dramatic. V'chola over al divrei chachamim chayav misa. And the Gemara goes on to explain why the Brisa was so harsh against someone who decides to chop a meal and a dribble before he recites Kriyat Shema. Oh, so let's go back to the Kidatanya. Frek the Shagas Aryeh, this is the Shagas Aryeh's question. I don't understand. Clearly, in the context of this Brisa, if a person were to violate this siyak and he would eat, he would drink, or he would take a little nap before he recites Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis, before he davens Tefillas Arvis, what would be the din? Says the Shagas Aryeh, does anyone have a havamina to say that after he eats, after he sleeps, he wakes up, it's time for Kriyat Shema, and lo and behold, he violated the siyad chachamim of Kedei Laharkik as Adam and Aver, and therefore he forfeits his mitzvah, the Chachamim, within the context of that Siyag or Masakin, that we will undermine your Kiyumah mitzvah Doraisa of Kriyat Shema. Lo Yal Adas, says the Shagas Aryeh, it's a Milsin de Pshita, he's not willing to discuss it, it's beyond question that even if he violated this Siyag, he still must read Kriyat Shema and Davin Meir. Frek the Shagas Aryeh, I don't understand. The Gemara is quoting, the Sugya is bringing this Brisa as a proof to establish the Shitas Chachamim, that despite the fact that the Torah says, which means throughout the night, and I could be Mekayim Kriyas Shema Shel Arvis up until Amud HaShachar. Nevertheless, there's a Siag D'Rabban K'dei L'Hachar, because I ought to be not very to recite Kriyas Shema no later than Chatzos. But now we're suggesting, in the context of the Rambam, right, to reconcile the Rambam Shita here in Perek Alef Halacha Tes with Rambam Gamliel, with Halachik Rambam Gamliel and Daf Chesam and Beis, we're suggesting that the Chachamim, whom the Rambam is rejecting, hold that even b'di'eved, once instituting the siag, you are not yotzei the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, and the Rabbanan. And excuse me, the sugya is quoting Kitasanya by analogy, a source or a precedent for the concept of Kedei Lahachik Esodim in Avera. But what's going on over here? An analogy requires an equation between two fundamental concepts. Ask yourself, what is the nature of a siag when the Chachamim tell you the laws of Kriyat Shema? How far do they go? Do they tell you that this man Kriyat Shema is X? They make a siyag. But if you miss it, at least obtain chach, the mitzvah d'oraisa. So that would certainly be the sheet of Rambam Gamliel. The Rambam passim is like Rambam Gamliel. Or the Chacham going a step further. They're saying, this is the siyag. This is the way you have to fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. And we demand that kedei l'hachik esodim in avera. If you violate our siyag, you should know that you thereby forfeit your mitzvah d'oraisa of Kriyat Shema. That should be the analogy. If the Gemara is quoting this halacha, that the Rabbanan enjoins a person from eating or drinking or sleeping before Kriyat Shema, and this is going to be the precedent, this is going to be l'chidesanya, the breakthrough of Kedei L'Hachik Esodim in Avera, and the Gemara is quoting this for Shitas Chachamim, then the Chachamim in the context of Kedei L'Hachik Esodim in Avera understood that when the Chachamim make this takana and this siag, they go very far. They remodel, so to speak, or redesign the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. This is the way. The time for Kriyat Shema is before Chatzos. The time for Kriyat Shema is before you eat and before you drink. We're not going to tolerate any other fulfillment of the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. You violate the siag, you forfeit the mitzvah d'oraisa. That's the koach of the Chachamim. But wait a second. You're the Makom Shebasa. Where are you basing yourself on? Frektish Agasari. On this Brisa. That the Brisa says, Kedei L'Hachik Esodim in Avera, you have to recite Kriyat Shema first thing in the night. Before you eat, before you drink. But clearly, if you violated that, and you postponed Kriyat Shema, you ate first, you drank first, you took a Dremel, you woke up, you're going to recite Kriyat Shema. How does this serve as a source, or in any way an analogy, to the Rabbanon in Chatzos, whom, according to the Rambam sheet that we saw in Rabbeinu Yonah, maintained that when the Rabbanon institute the Asyag, they say it's do or die, it's do it this way or bust. But the Eved, you forfeit the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. If that's how far the Siyag goes, we should expect and we should anticipate that the Gemara, in creating this analogy to a Siyag of reciting Kriyat Shema before Achila and Shasia, should have gone that step further. Or, in the reverse, if they wouldn't go that step further, and they would say, look, this is the way we want you to recite Kriyat Shema, this is the good way of doing it, you're a good guy, recite Kriyat Shema first thing at night, come back from the Sada, go into the shul, do what you have to do and recite Kriyat Shema. But, you know what? The evidence, okay. You know, a siag is only l'chatchila. You knew if a siag is only l'chatchila, then when I apply that same identical siag of Kedei L'Hachik Esodim in Avera in our mission as far as Ad Chatzos, then the same yardstick and the same rules should apply, and we should say that it's a nice thing l'chatchila. The Rabbanan wants you and encourage you with a siag as a very strong recommendation to do it l'chatchila, but did he ever? You violated the siyag. So what? You can still obtain the mitzvah device. Who asks this kasha? The Shagasari.
Can I just ask a clarifying question? When you say, when Kola over, I'll be break my family, I agree, sir.
Right.
When are you over, I'll be break my family? By not saying Kriyat Shema before Chatzos, or by saying Kriyat Shema after Chatzos?
Again, if you're talking about this Brisa, I didn't see it in the Mishnah, but in the Brisa it means if you ate before you recited Kriyat Shema. Are we on the same page here? Okay. I don't know. The Mishnah doesn't say that he's Chayav Misa, you know.
No, but it does. No, but Kiddushanya does.
Correct. So in the case, I wouldn't, again, I'm not going to, what do I mean to say? What I mean to say is that according to the Shagasai's reading of the word lechersanya, we should apply the Chayav Misa phrase to our Mishnah after Chatzos as well. I'm just saying that if we leave out the Chersanya, if the Gemara is making some sort of loose connection without the Shagasai's lechersanya, then I'm not sure if I want to impose or graft this Gemara onto our Mishnah and say that if he read Kriya Shma after Chatzos is Chayav Misa. But you know what, Alan? If you don't mind, I don't think the Chayav Misa here is the unless you want to say something love this year. I'm trying to answer the kasha of the Shagasari.
Yeah. If you want to say Pashtus, which is the obvious, is once you ate, you
dropped
a little dremel, you're already over on the deeper
Chachamim. Correct.
Right, but then
that is true.
All right, so now Emes. Before Chatzos, it's still before Chatzos, and you want to now say Kriya Shema.
Yeah.
So you say Kriya Shema, but do you have it? Or what is it? What are you doing with Kriya Shema now? You ate.
And now, were you mafsid the mitzvah of Kriya Shema? The answer is no. Again, you violated the siag, and we're going to give you a patch for that. But as far as the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, you're obligated. It's a chiv deram yaleh because you weren't mafsid the mitzvah b'dieved. That seems to be the premise that nobody questions, and therefore the definition of a siag means that l'chatchila you should avoid violating the siag, but b'dieved you didn't lose the mitzvah. If that be the case, says the Shagasari, and the Gemara is operating with this analogy, we should have derived the same conclusion and extended the same definition of the way a siag operates to the Mishnah of Liacher Chatzos, which is fine according to Rav Gamliel, which is fine according to the Rambam who paskins like Rav Gamliel. But how do we explain the Chachamim and this whole sugi here that starts on Daf Dalet Amud Beis and continues to Daf Dalet, starts on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph and continues on Daf Dalet Amud Beis, is addressing the Shitas Chachamim? So it's very odd. The Chacham on the one hand accept the breakthrough of Kedei L'Harchik, the Siag and Kriyat Shema, but with regard to the Isra Achila, but only Lechat Chila. And yet, with regard to its extension, if you will, namely with regard to Chatzos, there the Rabbanan said that even B'dieved, you're not Yotzi the Mitzvah. My high, says the Shagasari. It's like, you know, you're comparing apples and oranges here. They're two different Siagos, and the mechanics work differently. Why does the Gemara say Kedisanya, as if to say that we're standing on the shoulders of this breakthrough, the Chachamim Asu Siag L'Divrayim, and they said, recite Kriya Shema by the first moment that you have an opportunity to do so. And don't get involved and distracted in Achila and Shasiya and Lina. Is the question of the Shagasari clear?
Yeah,
it is. Alright. Sir Abosai, I believe that the answer to the Shagasari's question is here in Tosus. Take a look at Tosus on Daf Dalet Amud Beis. You know, it's always those short Tosus and you have to be careful with that. Tosus says, V'kore Kriyat Shema u'mispalel Mikan mashma Shemisho shehigia zman Kriyat Shema sholaila. Now I want to, can I play a little game with you? This is a pedagogic tool that I want to use. The Gemara says, in the name of the Braisa, come home from work, a day's work, and do what? Read Kriyat Shema and be mispalel. So if I read the first line of Tosis and I cover the second line of Tosis, and I try to anticipate what Tosis is going to say at the end of Tosis, and I read the following, Mikan mashma shemishoshi gia zman kriyat shma sholaila, what should you, if you were authoring this Tosis, what would you write here? Mishigia zman kriyat shma sholaila, what? Chayav likros. That's what he should have said. But look at Tosis' language. Mikan mashma shemishoshi gia zman kriyat shma sholaila, where does Tosis put the emphasis here? Does he put the emphasis A on reciting Kriya Shema, or does he put the emphasis on B, the Isra Achila? He puts the emphasis on the Isra Achila. Ein lo lechol sudat sheyikra Kriya Shema. What I think Tosis is saying here is that you have to reinterpret this braisa. You thought that the Braisa was telling you that the Zman Kriyat Shema is the beginning of the Laila. That's not what we're saying, says Tosfos. Don't jump the gun and draw the conclusion that Kriyat Shema has to be recited from the Tchila Zmana. They're stating it in the Brisa, says Tosfos. That's not what the Brisa is saying. What the Brisa is telling you is that when Zman Kriyat Shema begins, don't do X, and in this case it's X, Y, and Z, which means Achila, Shia, or Shena. Why? Because that could undermine your Kiyum of Kriyat Shema. Kedei lahachik es odom min avera. But at the end of the day, says Tosfos, what we learn from this Brisa is an Iser Achila. It is not a din that the Chachamim, because of Kedei LaHachik, established a new Zman for Kriyat Shema. Namely, that with Seisa Kol Chavim, or whatever Shita you're taking, and the emergence of the Zman Kriyat Shema, you have a Chiyuv of reading Kriyat Shema. Tosfos is coming Lafuki, saying that's not the Pshat in the Gemara. And perhaps Tosfos is coming to answer the question of the Shagas Aryeh. My high, what does this have to do with the Shagas Aryeh?
That's why I thought I was asking him before, because the Shagas Aryeh, I think, is not learning like Tosfos.
Okay, but what I want to know, Alan, if you could tell me, how did the Shagas Aryeh answer the Kash of the Shag? How did the Tosfos answer the Shag? Why is it that with Tosfos' reformulation of the Siyag and the nature of the Issa that the Chachomim imposed here, why do we now drop the Kash of the Shagas Aryeh?
Exactly.
The Shagas Aryeh's kash is based on the following premise: that what we have in this brisa is a new formulation of Zman Kriyat Shema. Let me explain. There are two ways of understanding the halacha of Iser Achila. One way of understanding Iser Achila is halacha of Zman Kriyat Shema. Another way of learning the halacha of Asur Lechel is an Iser Achila. Meaning, what is the violation of the Siyag? Is the violation of this Siyag because I postponed my recitation of Kriyat Shema? I should have recited Kriyat Shema at the first possible opportune moment with Seisa Kol Chavim? Or is the Siyag engendering an Iser Achila that I'm not to eat, not allowed to eat? And soon I want to show nafkaminis between the two ways of understanding this Siyag and this Brisa. The Shagas Aryeh understood in his Kasha that the analogy of the Gemara Kidisanya goes very, very far. And the Rabbanan, the Sugya, by quoting this Brisa, was making a major breakthrough. And that is, if you want to find a precedent for the Chachamim instituting a Siyag, which redefines the Zman Kriyat Shema, I will find you such a precedent. The Shagas Aryeh understood that, just like in our Mishnah, the Chachamim understood that Ad Chatzos is a redefinition of the Zman of Kriyat Shema. I'll give you a mashal of my Dover Doma. What would you say about the following? A person takes a lulav at night. Would there be any significance to taking a lulav at night, even if it's the 15th of Tishrei? Absolutely not. Would there be any significance to taking a lulav on the 8th day of Sukkot in Eretz Yisrael? I'm not talking about Chutz Laretz. No. What is the underlying rule here, Rabosai? Very simple. This is child's play. The Zman of the Mitzvah defines the Maisa Mitzvah. The Maisa Mitzvah is meaningless outside the framework of Zman. So let's talk about the Maisa of Kriya with regard to Kriyat Shema. When does the Torah recognize that Maisa? When is it a halachic chalushem cheftz of a Maisa Mitzvah of Kriyat Shema? The answer is Bizmana. Huh? The Torah says Mano, and even the Chachamim accepted against Rabbi Eliezer, that Ubishavacha means throughout the night, up to Amud HaShachar. What did the Chachamim do? Says the Rambam in the Chachamim, he doesn't pasken like the Chachamim, says Rabbi Eliyona in the Chachamim, the Rabbanon set a new Zman for Kriyat Shema. And therefore, if you violate that Siyag, and you recite Kriyat Shema after Chatzos, that's like taking a lulav on the 8th day of Sukkot, so to speak. The 8th day after the 7 days of Sukkot. That's like blowing shofar on Tu B'Shvat. And I don't know, you know, you never know what might happen. And there's so many things going on today. They blow shofar on all occasions today. I'm not going to go into detail here. But this is the Arabian Nights. What are you talking about blowing shofar on the 5th of Iyar? The 5th of Iyar is a very nice day. But it's not a time for blowing shofar. A maisa mitzvah of shofar has to be bizmano when the Torah commands you to blow shofar. A maisa mitzvah of netilas lulav has to be bizmano when the Torah says l'katan l'chem b'yom arishon yom v'lo laila. If a person recites Kriyat Shema, it's got to be bizmano comes the chachomim according to this pshat of the Rambam and Rabbeinu Yonah, chachomim against Rabbi Gamliel, and they establish, you know what? We're going to whittle down the Zman. We're not going to accept your definition of the Zman. The Zman of Kriyat Shema terminates with Chatzos. My nafkemina, an unbelievable nafkemina, because your Maisa Kriya post Chatzos is meaningless. It's like, I don't want to say it, it's like a Maisa Kof. It has no significance. The halacha doesn't recognize a Maisa Kriya to create a Cheftishal Kriyat Shema, a halachic entity with its Chaloshem Kriyat Shema after this man. The Chachamim have the power, say the Chachamim, through the Siag to establish when is Sof Zman Kriyat Shema, not the way the Torah said it, namely Amud HaShachar, but the way the Rabbanan said it, Chatzos is Sof Zman Kriyat Shema. After Chatzos, your Maisa Kriya, Hasnitkin Kriya, it doesn't register on the rectus scale. It's not on the radar screen as a Maisa Kriya.
Who are you saying is according to?
According to the Rambam in the Chachamim, and according to Rabbeinu Yonah in the Chachamim. Wait a minute. Comes along the Shagas Aryeh, and he says the following. You know what? This brisa that we're learning here on Daf Dalet Amud Beis is telling us that the Zman Kriyat Shema of Arvis is Tekef Umiyad with Seis HaKochavim. That your Zman for the mitzvah is now. Right now. Seis HaKochavim, it's the time to recite Kriyat Shema, says the Shagas Aryeh. Oy bazoy, if that be the case, if what the Chachamim are doing in the case of Achila and Shasiya is saying you have to recite Kriyat Shema first thing at night, they're setting up a new Zman for Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis, then be consistent about it and establish that if you recite Kriyat Shema later on, it's not a Maisa Mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, says Tosfos. Again, as if I'm creating a dialogue here between Tosfos and Shagas Aryeh. The Shagas Aryeh was seven centuries after. But if Tosfos would have heard the shtickle putter, the cash of the Shagas Aryeh, he would say, Adoni, kol hakavod, you're making a fundamental error, a fatal error here. This brisa, although it accepts the siag of kdei l'hachik es ha'odem ben ha'veira, and for that, we owe a debt of gratitude to this price. We tip our hat to this price because it's a major precedent of Kedei L'Harchik HaSodom Ben Avera. But Kedei L'Harchik HaSodom Avera is not the definition of the Siag. It is only the reason and the background of the Siag. What is the definition, the mechanics of this of the Siag? What's the Yesod and the Gedder of the Siag? It's an Isra Achila. That's what Tosfos says. That Osir Ein Lo Lechol Seudat Sheyikra Kriyat Shema, in order to guarantee that a person doesn't forfeit the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema and sleep through the night, the Rabbanan created what? An Isra Achila. The Isra Achila has nothing to do with Kriyat Shema. In fact, if I were to codify this brisa, I wouldn't even codify it in Hilchas Kriyat Shema. It only tangentially belongs to Hilchas Kriyat Shema, because it's the reason and the background for this takana, for this siag. But the essence of this siag is an isra achila. And if a person violates this, then the goof achila is a maisa vera. But that has nothing to do with Kriyat Shema. The kiyum of Kriyat Shema remains identical, unaffected, in its pure, unadulterated form, despite the fact that he violated the isra achila. Daniil, did you want to say something? I'm sorry, I just wanted to finish that point.
One slide, probably analysis of the Shagas Aryeh, saying that the Kesanya is a din zman, because the Rizer said that if you're actually learning, you can still delay Krishna.
I hear. That's a good point. But I guess the learning itself, you know, is part of the tefillah. I guess, yeah, you know, the Yerushalmi that we said.
Because commas, you can't postpone it for the.
Correct. Well, You have to know. I mean, the Gemara distinguishes between, you know, if he's learning something intense, you know, the intense that requires. Yeah, but your analogy to Bdikas Chametz is a very good one. The Shagasari understood, and this you'll find in the poskim, that Arli Arbasar, Bod Kimas HaChometz means literally Arli Arbasar. You know, as you enter into the 14th of Nisan, that's when you should be preoccupied with Bdikas Chametz.
Right, exactly.
Rabosai. On the one hand, I was very excited about Tosfos. But on the other hand, I don't think that this definition is correct according to the Rambam. Let's open up the Rambam in Hilchas Tefillah. And it's interesting, all the Zmanei Tefillah are written and codified by the Rambam. And within this broader context, the Rambam says the following. This is Perek Vav Mehilchos Tefillah, Halacha Zayin. The Rambam says, Lo yovo odomi malachto, v'yomar ochal ma'at, v'ishan kima, v'achakach espalim. A person should not come home from a day of work and decide for himself he's going to eat a little bit, sleep a little bit, and then he'll daven, he'll recite Kriyat Shema, he'll daven. Shema ti'anos oso shina, shena, v'nimtza yoshen kol ha'layla. Now, if the Rambam would have stopped, you know, we have a phrase in America, I don't know if in England too, quit while you're ahead. Is that, maybe it's a British phrase, I don't know. The Rambam should have quit while he's ahead, because at this point, you know, it would be a little bit ambiguous as to how the Rambam understands our Braisa, but one could ostensibly argue that he's on Tosis's page, Lo yavo mi malachto v'yomar, and he'll say, Ochal ma'at. Maybe the Rambam is formulating an Issur Achila, and he should have stopped here, quit while you're ahead, but the Rambam adds an entire formulation. The Rambam says, Hello. Mispalel arvis v'acharkach ochel v'shosa oyishan. What is the Rambam telling me here with this addition? The Rambam adds a whole sentence here which is totally superfluous, unless the Rambam is coming to do what? To argue with Tosfos. Lafuki mitosfos. Tosfos, you're incorrect. This is not halacha in Issur Achila. This is halacha in Tefillah. The Chachamim instituted a requirement of mispalel arvis v'acharkach ochel oshose. And I want to prove it to you. Because the Rambam, with regard to tefillah shel shachris, here in the same chapter, Perek Vav, leaves out this addition. With regard to tefillah shachris, the Rambam writes in Halacha Hey, the Rambam says, Lo yochal afilu achilas haroi, he's not allowed to eat even achilas haroi. And the Rambam gives a whole list of all these isurim before shachris. Does anybody here in the room know what's the source for the isur achila before shachris? Have you seen it? I think I asked you to look it up. Daf Yud. Lo socha adam. The Rambam understood that there's a fundamental difference between the Achila, the Yisra Achila before Shachris, and the Yisra Achila before Meiriv. In the Yisra Achila before Shachris, the Rambam doesn't say, Elo Yispal El Shachris V'Achakaf Yochal. No! The Rambam says, Osur Lechol Afilu Achila Saroi. The Rambam formulates an Yisra Achila. Why? Because the source for the Rambam is a drasha sashas on Daf Yud, Lo Soch Lo Adam. Lo Soch Lo Adam is a lav, it's a violation of an isur. The achila per se is an avera. Says the Rambam, I'm willing to embrace that definition with regard to shachris. The isur achila before shachris is what? Is a maisa isur achila. The guf achila is prohibited. But with regard to Meiriv, the Rambam drops the ball on the Yisra Achila. He says that the Chiyuv is to be Mispala Arvis immediately. And as a result, the Chachamim say, don't eat. The not eating is because if you eat, then you undermine your obligation to recite Kriyat Shema and Daven Meiriv. So that everything that we said to defend the Rambam against the slings and arrows of the Shagas Aryeh, that's all good for Tosfos' Shita, because he defines this Braisa as an Yisrachila. But the Rambam deliberately avoids that definition. And the Rambam tells us that this halacha in the mitzvah of tefillah, that the Zman tefillah means to daven immediately, without postponement. It's not an Yisrachila. Where does the Rambam accept Tosfos' definition of an Yisrachila? With regard to Shachris, this is because Achila before Shachris is a violation of Kodesh Shetispal, Kodesh Tispal Adimchem, Lo Sochlo Al Adam. If that be the case, then Hadra Kushil Educhte, we're back to square one on the Kash of the Shagas Aryeh. If in both cases, A, in the case of the Chachomim and our Mishnah, formulating a requirement of reciting Kriyat Shema before Chatzos, and B, in the Braisa, that immediately one should recite Kriyat Shema, the Zman Kriyat Shema is a Mishum Siag, is immediately, if that's the Yisur, then in both cases, claims the Shagas Aryeh, the halacha should be, the result should be, that if you violate and undermine this siag, if you eat before you recite Kriyat Shema, and therefore you have upset your Kiyum Kriyat Shema, that requires midrabbanan that you recite Kriyat Shema before you eat, then your Kriyat Shema is gone. You've already eaten. You've already forfeited the chi of Kriyat Shema, the Zman Kriyat Shema, namely the Zman of Kriyat Shema is before Akhila, and therefore your Kriyat Shema should be gone. That is the cash of the Shagas Aryeh. And Rabosa, I want to tell you that it's not just the Rambam. Let's go back to Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah also says, like the Rambam. Rabbeinu Yonah, in the middle of the paragraph, Achachomim Omrim, the same paragraph at the beginning of the Masechta, he says, Teda, this is on line 4, Tahod Yamin Lekamon, Kideshalo Yehei Adam Bamin Asodeva Erev Echule. Ratzolomar, what is this Brisa instituting? What Siad? Ratzolomar, Afiluk Sheyovo Min Asode Kodim Zmano. Even if he comes back from his malacha before the Zman of Arvis, before the Zman of Kriyat Shema, Ein lo lomer, he shouldn't declare, Kevin shlo yigi adayin onas Zman Kriyat Shema, since it's not yet, let's call it 7 p.m, it's not yet says, is ochal vi esh tetchilo, let me take a bite to eat, el yesh lo likros tchilo, olishanos, ad yitzias hakochovim, the Yikra Kriyat Shema V'Yispalo V'Acher Kach Yochal. It's clear, it's explicit in Rabbeinu Yonah that the Chachamim through the Siag instituted a new requirement as far as the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, namely that Yikra Kriyat Shema V'Yispalel V'Acher Kach Yochal, that the Kriyat Shema has to take place before the Achila. And I found it also in the Rashba. The Rashba says, "Kain kosev Rav Alfasi zal v'shar hagdolim zal nira mi divreim shekevan shenichnas betoch zmano ein rashoilis akiv." Once this man Kriyat Shema comes into being, it emerges. You're not allowed to postpone Kriyat Shema. Elitzorich likros, he's got to read immediately. Kepashta debraisa di adam bamin asad be'erev. The Rabbeinu. The Rashba, by the way, the Rashba doesn't agree with this Shita, but he says it in the name of Shara Gdol, in the name of the Rif, that the Pashta of the Braisa is on the Bamin Asada Ba'erev, he comes home at night, he's got to involve himself in Kriyat Shema. If he doesn't, he's not fulfilling the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema the way the Chachamim instituted it through this Yad. It's not an Yisrachila, and is separate and independent of the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. We're saying something about the Kiyum of Kriyat Shema. The Kiyum of Kriyat Shema requires of him that before he gets involved in Achila Shesia and the like, he has to recite Kriyat Shema. And I would tell you that there's a tremendous nafkamina between the way Tosfos understands our Braisa and the Isur Achila, and the way the Rambam, Rabbeinu Yonah, and the Rashba understand this Braisa. If it's halacha in Isra Achila, then it applies to Achila. You want to extend it to Shesia, extend it to Shesia. You want to extend it to Shena, extends to Shena. But if somebody would ask me, what about my involvement in something else? You know, I got distracted and I'm involved in, I don't know, I'm playing games with my children. I am involved in a very important phone call with family or with business associates, and I want to postpone my reciting of Kriyat Shema, my davening of Maariv. Is, I would say, according to Tosis, it's mutter. Because Tosis isolates certain specific pa'ulos, and they are prohibited because of the nature of this takon and this siag as an isra achila per se. But you're not going to upgrade every single maisa that causes me through my preoccupation to postpone the kriyat shema as a maisa vera. Chachamim made a siag with regard to specific maisim. They thought that those maisim were general and they were popular and commonplace, and they involve a certain possibility that he'll be distracted from Kriyat Shema. But according to the other Rishonim, according to the way we understood the Rambam and the Rabbeinu Yonah, and according to the Rashba, the name of Shah Rishonim, where the mitzvah midrabbanon is to recite Kriyat Shema miyad, immediately with the first opportune moment of Tzeis HaKochavim, and not to postpone it, where the Yisra Achil is nothing more than undermining my kiyum of Kriyat Shema the way the Rabbanon want me to fulfill Kriyat Shema, then there's no doubt in my mind that that Yisra would extend beyond Achila, beyond Shasiyah and Shena. It would include any preoccupation, any involvement that derails me or postpones the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. Because the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema has to be first on my mind, first on my agenda immediately. And therefore, just to summarize everything we've said, that Bishleim, according to Shitas HaTosfos, that the Yisra Achila Lechud and the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema Lechud, those are two separate entities. There's no doubt that Kedei Laharchik as Adam and Avera with regard to the Yisra Achila has nothing to do with undermining your Kiyum Kriyat Shema B'dieved if you ate something before you recited Kriyat Shema, and therefore the Shagasari's Kasha completely falls away. Masha Einken, according to the Rambam, Visiyosa, all those who agree with the Rambam, that the Chachamim are not instituting an Yisra Achila. There's no Yisra in the Guf Maisa Achila. The Rabbanan are formulating and establishing how you fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. And by eating, you undermine the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema the way the Rabbanan formulated and modeled it. Then the Shagasari's Kasha is a Tzorchim Gadol. Why is it that the Chachamim say that with regard to Chatzos Laila, if you didn't fulfill Kriyat Shema the way the Rabbanan modeled it, and you violated the siyag, you forfeit the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema Doraisa even b'dieved. Whereas in this siyag, that the Rabbanan say you have to fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema the way we want you to do it, namely before you get involved in anything else, if that case, then b'dieved, the same principle should apply, that insofar as you violated the siyag, you forfeit the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. The Rabbanan are saying that if you don't do the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema the way we want it, that's not Kriyat Shema. And that's the kasha of the Shagasai. Okay, Rabosai, I leave you with this thought. I mean, it's not a happy thought to go into Shabbos with. You know, everything is unnerving here. But Hashem Yarei Neinu, and maybe we'll come up with an answer, or maybe you'll come up with the answer and spare me all the work. Not that we should be lazy. I mean, Rashi says on that Vav Amid Beis, the Iker Mitzvah and Schar Mitzvah of Talmud Torah is the Igia and the Tircha. So we really have to work very hard and try to see if we can answer the Kasha of the Shagas. Okay then?
Sure. Yesterday,